My name is Tim Myers, and I'm the director of Waiting for Godot. And a huge amount of literature has been written on the subject of what this play is about. The characters of the play are Estragon and Vladimir, who are shown at the beginning, waiting by the roadside, waiting for Godot. Estragon has terrible troubles with his feet. His boots don't fit him. And Vladimir has maybe prostate problems because he's constantly having to dash off into the bushes, as it were, and then comes back in a fairly grumpy mood. Then, after a while, they're joined by Pozzo and Lucky. Pozzo appears to be the local landlord. He says, "What are you doing standing on my land?" even though they're actually on a road. And Lucky is his servant with a rope around his neck. Pozzo was holding the end of the rope. So Lucky is kind of like a slave, and they're just passing by. Pozzo is on his way to the nearest market to sell Lucky, and he stops and decides to spend some time with Estragon and Vladimir. And finally, after a while, he gets Lucky to entertain them by thinking for them, because Lucky is clearly an intellectual. What I think is so brilliant about this play is that Beckett makes his heroes two tramps.
I'm Bela Doika, and I'm playing Estragon.
I'm Jonathan Sorden, and I'm playing Vladimir. It's a very odd character to get a grip on, because, you know, one moment he's quite philosophical, and next moment it's kind of knockabout comedy.
Previously, when I studied this play, we were taught it was quite a gloomy play, and we are trying to bring out the comedy here. That's actually what makes me love the play.
Beckett was a real craftsman of a playwright, and there's a huge amount going on beneath the surface of this seemingly very simple dialogue. There's Christian themes, there's questions about existence, there's references to Bishop Berkeley, and all these questions are being asked while they wait for Godot. Godot never does show up. The play was described by a critic who saw the original Irish production in Dublin as a play in which nothing happens twice. But nevertheless, it's very entertaining. It's also very funny, and it's also very human. What I would say to people who say, well, that doesn't sound very interesting, a play in which nothing happens twice, is that really everything happens. All the most important questions that we ask ourselves about life happen, or are addressed anyway, in the course of Waiting for Godot. I see it in the end as hopeful. It is about the human condition. Why we're here, whether we have a reason to be here, whether we have any purpose in life, or whether we're just simply waiting around, waiting for Godot.